I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Remember the tobacco settlements where the states got billions of dollars from the tobacco industry for dealing with smoking-related illnesses? Well, it doesn't seem like that money's being spent on preventing those illnesses. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi.
Hi, Madeline.
So where's the money going?
Well, about half of it is going to state general funds, 47% of it, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. And that's up from 29% last year and around 16% in the years before that. So the portion of the tobacco settlement money being used for anti-smoking efforts is way down.
With the states in budget crises across the country, is that so surprising?
Not surprising that politicians are getting some nicotine stains on their hands as they siphon off the settlement, but certainly for anti-tobacco activists, it is very disappointing. They acknowledge states are in huge financial trouble right now, and so they're looking anywhere they can for revenue, but, you know, spending the tobacco money to plug other holes kind of defeats the purpose.
Mm. And were there any guidelines in the settlement for how states should spend this money on smoking prevention programs?
Oh, sure, yeah. The attorneys general who signed on to the settlement made it abundantly clear that all the money was supposed to go for prevention programs and health care, and if not all of it, then at the very least 50% of it. And on average, according to today's report, the 50% figure holds. But for individual states, it doesn't, as attorney Cliff Douglas told me. He's been working on tobacco issues for 15 years and was part of the first lawsuit filed against tobacco companies.
The truth of the matter is that a very small minority of the states are spending as much as the U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommends be spent on fighting tobacco use in the states. Most of the states have failed miserably to reach even the minimum recommendations from U.S. health authorities. The state, for example, that I'm in, Michigan, is at the very bottom of the heap and has spent literally none of the tobacco settlement money on fighting tobacco use and protecting kids.
And, of course, the attorneys general couldn't mandate how the money was to be spent because budget decisions lie with state legislatures and governors.
So what are the anti-tobacco activists saying now about whether the settlements were worth it?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed reaction. They say it was worth the time and expense because one of the results was that tobacco companies were forced to raise prices to cover the cost of the settlement. So that ultimately reduced tobacco use because, especially in the first year or two, cigarette prices went up. But Cliff Douglas says that effect has, if not dissolved, then at least dropped in subsequent years. And now those involved in the settlement just hope that as budgets improve, states will use the money properly. And here in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're putting Andrew Jackson under the microscope. All of a sudden, the $20 bill isn't a greenback anymore.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.